Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the vibe check on PXY Mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just
checking in
on those good vibes. Hit us up on the text or the phone line at 585-252-9800. Some of our friends are weighing in this morning, Breezy. What do they have to say?
They're here. They're ramped. They're ready. And they're excited. Who is here? Let's open it up, shall we?
Let's go over to Eugene.
Oh, what's Eugene saying?
I don't know. You have the text line.
Right. No Eugene on my line just yet.
No, but, Eugene.
Yeah.
I'm just assuming out of all the people that text in, there's got to be a Eugene somewhere. No?
Absolutely. This person says, these people say good morning from Nico and Steve. Steven, happy Tuesday. Vibes are up.
Taco Tuesday.
Since we had the day off yesterday and only a 4-day work week, we've had a horrible couple of past weeks.
Someone was sick. Who was it?
Well, they lost one of their pets.
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
So they've been going through that. We love you guys so much. Thank you for being there for us. Always. Always.
It's all in today's work. So you're so welcome.
This person says, I don't know if they're referring to something we talked about, but they're having a full fight with themselves. They said, sixth sense is the equilibrium. Breezy is right. Breezy is wrong. It's all the same person. I'm not really sure what's happening here.
Yeah, Breezy's right and Breezy's wrong.
Uh-huh. Kara. Yeah. Kara from Webster. Kara the RN. She's really just going through it this morning. Okay, who else is here? This person says, good morning, Moose and Breeze. So this weekend was weird, and I'm not really sure how to feel after all of the drama with TikTok. I'm kind of annoyed that it's back, if I'm honest.
I think some people are, yeah, because it was all a real, such a tease. Everybody went out of their way to just spill how they were feeling 12 hours later.
The crying videos.
The crying videos.
The crying videos were crazy.
I just want to say goodbye.
I sent you so many.
You did, yeah. I went through all of them.
Right, this
great.
Is great.
Great, talk about vulnerability.
I know, it's like, oh, but my favorite part about the TikTok ban was there was so many influencers that there was this trend happening right before the shutdown, and it was like, since we're all gonna die anyways, it was like a sound from Family Guy, there's one more thing I have to tell you. So all of these influencers were spilling their deepest, darkest secrets.
Oh my lord.
They were like, you know those workouts I've been telling you to do for the past 3 years? I haven't done one of them.
Oh, God.
And then it came back 12 hours later, and it was like, this is tough. This is tough.
Can we find one of those videos and play it?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, please send me one. Mm-hmm. Preferably that one.
Yeah.
What a jackass.
Everyone came back and was like, so we're unfollowing this person.
Yeah, right? That's so great.
The internet's so fake.
Like, way to expose how fake you are. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
And then just for your platform to be back up in 2 hours. Yikes.
Vibes are up today. It is currently 4 degrees outside, but the temp's going up to 13, you guys. It's a 4-day work week. Breezy and I are both wearing the exact same outfit today.
You're wearing your sweatsuit?
I am. From Kirkland, from Costco.
My girlfriend asked me, she was like, does Moose wear a sweatsuit? I'm like, every day.
Yeah, so.
Absolutely loves it.
You're wearing yours today as well, I see.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
This matchy, matchy.
This was a Christmas gift from our girl Breezy.
You're obsessed.
And we are definitely comfortable while doing the show today.
Very comfy in our matching. See, you know, ins for 2025, cozy, comfy sets.
That's what it's all about.
It is.
I feel like I'm sitting in a Rolls Royce right now. You can't get more comfortable.
It was $20 from Costco, but so close. What about you, vibes? I mean, you went to the Bills game. That's absolutely insane.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you guys, most
electric.
Of you saw the game. Yeah, it was electric. It was awesome. And the tough part about it is usually if the Bills are up or you know for a fact they're getting their ass kicked, which wasn't a lot this season whatsoever, you usually leave, I don't know, 8-10 minutes early, mm-hmm. get to the parking lot, give yourself a head start. I'm going to get on out of here.
It was so close.
You couldn't do it. It came down to the wire on Sunday night where after Bills won by 2 points, that was it. 100,000 people tried to leave the parking lot at once. It took us almost three hours just to get out of the lot.
I would lose my mind.
Because we had tailgated right next to the stadium in lot two. So by the time we were able to get out of there, we left the stadium at, I don't know, what time was it? 9-something? I got home at 2 o'clock in the morning. And by the time I showered and got into bed, it was close to 2:40. That's how long it took us. And not to mention it started snowing. The roads were terrible.
The roads were terrible. Wow. And Buffalo snow is no joke.
But
that is unmatched.
Go Bills. They're going to play the Chiefs. Josh Allen has got his face as demons this Sunday. At 6:30 at Arrowhead Stadium, and this is it.
Have you talked to your brother?
Yes.
Chiefs Kingdom.
Huge Chiefs fan. Huge. This is every year.
Yeah.
This seems to be every year for the last 4 years.
I think that I saw this thing on the internet the other day. It was like, collectively, everyone is rooting against the Chiefs, unless you're like an actual Chiefs fan. Because it's like, how many times can we see you play the Super Bowl? It's like, it's Groundhog Day.
They're going for a three-peat, I know.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
All right. It was a wild weekend, for sure.
You had a wedding.
Had a wedding, watched the Bills game. It was my mom's birthday. Had a spa day.
I miss sending your mom her birthday text. When was that?
Oh, it was Sunday.
Oh, damn it. I'm going to have to call her up on the air, read her a live poem I wrote for her.
Don't forget my dad's next Monday, because that's also yours. Yeah, but it was just with the TikTok thing and the cap cut thing, I was angry.
Yeah. Well,
a little bit.
We are back up and running on all cylinders, people. So nothing to freak out about here.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're good. Coming up on the show for the big story of the day, a lot of city schools. Well, let's just say this. All city schools are closed due to the cold today. The temps are just, it's no joke. But I'll tell you what community centers are going to stay open to provide snacks and dinner for people tonight, along with what precautions to take when it's this cold out. Because I guess it's a no-no to turn your oven on 450 to allow it to warm up your home.
Mm.
Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up next on the show.
Here's an idea. Be a part of the show. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station. 98KXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose Breezy Breeze. Welcome to the show, you guys. Happy Tuesday. City schools are closed today. I was going to go through the list, but it was probably easier for me to just say all city schools will be closed today due to the cold temperatures, but community centers will stay open to provide snacks and dinner. That's important because the mayor says the city is going to be open, our centers, from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m., yes, you can grab snacks, you can grab dinner, that's all going to be provided. But the city is also trying to remind people that the risk of fire, carbon monoxide poisoning, and other hazards can definitely increase when it's this cold outside. The following precautions should be taken to stay safe. A lot of us, we like to turn our oven on 450, let the heat run. Those appliances in the home, the ovens, the stoves, I don't turn them on to stay warm. If you're going to cook, fine. But yeah. That was me a year ago.
Oh, dear.
I forgot I left this. I turned the oven on to 450. I opened the door and walked away. And I was like, ah!
The whole place goes up in flames.
It's really dangerous.
Very
so never so. Use stoves or other cooking appliances to stay warm. Space heaters should be placed on a level surface away from foot traffic. It would blow your mind if you knew how many fires a year started just from space heaters.
Yeah.
People no leave thanks. Them next to the drapes. That catches fire. Inspect the cords after plugging it in. Periodically feel the cord near the outlet to make sure the plastic is not getting hot. And do not run the space heater cord under a rug or carpeting. Never use an extension cord for a space heater. A lot of people use extension cords to plug in space heaters for whatever reason. I don't know.
That happened here down at the Buzz. It caught fire.
What?
Yeah. A couple years ago.
Really?
Yeah. It was crazy.
In their studio?
Mm-hmm.
Nice job, Spizzano.
Yeah, classic.
That's absolutely classic, absolutely Scott. Classic. Generators should be placed outside to avoid exposure to carbon monoxide and limit the amount of time spent outdoors.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Cover any exposed skin. We don't want you getting frostbite on those tiny little ears of yours. You know what I mean?
We don't.
And just check on your family and neighbors, especially the elderly. If there's a power interruption, call our friends over at RG&E.
Absolutely.
You got to call them. Just stay safe. Keep children and pets away from space heaters when you leave the area, because anything could happen at any given moment. Not to scare you, but it's good to just keep these things top of mind.
Mm-hmm.
Know what I'm saying?
Yes.
But if you do go to a city school, those will be closed today. Enjoy your day off. Coming up on the show, what is the most important sense? Out of, in my opinion, we have six senses, but Breezy says five. I'm just saying.
Hopefully.
Some of us have six senses, okay? Some of us can see dead people.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sense.
Yeah. I had a little run-in over the weekend where it would have been beneficial for me to use all five senses before I was in this situation, but these things happen. Sometimes you can't when you're looking at photos. What happened? Did I make it out alive? We'll get into it coming up next.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. What is the most important sense in your five senses? I think this segment should just be a debate, because personally, I think there's six senses. Some of us are capable of speaking to the dead. That's a sixth sense right there.
Okay, but that, yes, some of us are. Okay, perfect. But we're going to talk about the five that literally everybody has, unless you're blind, deaf,
well, that's
or not, don't have hands.
Not everybody. It's, yeah.
You some know what I mean?
Some people don't have hands.
Some people don't have hands.
But you could still touch. You know, you still could use your feet.
Right. Some people don't have arms or legs. We're not getting into any of that. It's not what it's about. What it's about is what happened over the weekend. Because when I tell you, I never so badly needed my five senses before I ended up in this situation that I found myself in.
Where were you?
So, okay, I was at a wedding this weekend over at winter weddings, not the vibe. I was over at a wedding at Turning Stone Casino and Resort. Down in Oneida, which, if you guys have been in that general area, it's in between Syracuse and Utica. Not like...
So there's a lot happening.
Not like a great town, kind of trashy, if I'm being honest. But
would you consider it the armpit of upstate New York?
You know, I think that that's anywhere between Syracuse and Utica, so yes, I would. I... I had this wedding and I've known about it for a while, obviously. That's how weddings work. And I don't know what came over me, but I was like, oh, we'll book an Airbnb to save a buck.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
which is what you typically do.
100%. I think the room for the night was like three something. That's and an Airbnb was like 100.
Yeah, okay.
So I was like, okay, I will just ball on a budget.
And none of your experiences have ever really been positive with Airbnb in the last year.
No, they have. I mean, minus the mice in the cabin, but I mean, that's country living, you know?
Sure.
So I book an Airbnb, and I book this beautiful Airbnb. And I've been wanting to stay in it for a while. Every time I go to the Turning Stone in that area, I'm like, this place looks legit. Like, I love it. And I book it, and I book it for the wrong day. I book it for Sunday to Monday.
Mm.
Idiot. So I was like, the wedding's Saturday to Sunday, so that's just price. Simply not going to work. So I go and try and change it, and they're like, sorry, I booked that day. I was like, okay, great.
Price goes up $400.
No, literally. I'm like, okay, great. Backup plan, plan B. I find this other place. It's fine. It's 6 minutes from the casino.
Oh, good.
It's whatever. I mean, again, we're in Oneida, so I'm not, my expectations aren't super high. So we get there and never seen anything like it in my entire life. It's a triplex, so not a duplex, a triplex, and it's like a trailer.
Oh, okay.
But it's split into threes.
Is it nice?
No. No, it's not.
There are some trailers that are really nice.
No, 100%. I've seen some trailers and RVs that are nicer than my entire home. But this was not it. And I, you know, the pictures look decent.
Of course, because you have the capability of using filters.
Right. I mean, it wasn't like blowing me away, but it was fine. I was like, it'll do for the night.
Yeah.
We walk in, Moose.
Oh, no.
I wish you could smell a picture. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure. The whole family's there.
I literally walk in. I get smacked in the face with the scent of 17 Glad air fresheners.
Oh, that
they're just trying to mask the smell of dogs and cats.
Oh, yes. Yes. I love this for you.
I literally was like, what the hell's going on? What is happening? My girlfriend's like, oh my God, this is brutal.
Can you smell?
Oh my God, like, smack me in the face.
Was there any kitty litter laying around?
No, but it was like a trailer that had been flipped and like something happened in there.
Just because you load it with 30 air fresheners
doesn't mean it goes away. Doesn't mean it goes away.
Yeah, we just renovated the place.
So I said to my girlfriend, I was like, I'm getting an actual headache. You need to open a window. It's 4 degrees. You need to open a window and you need to collect the air fresheners. She put all the air fresheners in the microwave.
Are you serious?
She collected like 8. It was maybe like a 700 square foot place.
I wouldn't have put them in the microwave, but anyways, go ahead.
So she puts them in the microwave. I'm like, what in the world? We open the windows. It just smells so bad. So bad. I'm like, this is disgusting. Like, what is literally happening? So we go to the wedding, we come back, it's kind of aired out, not really.
You make a hot pocket, it smells like new car scent.
The microwave explodes, I don't know. So I'm like, it's aired out a little bit, like whatever. But then I try to like close the window and lock it. None of the windows lock.
God,
none of the windows
where
lock.
Were you?
I'm like, I feel like someone's gonna break in. Now I just feel weird. Everything's just like, ugh, everything's gone awry. TikTok shutting down. I'm like, what's happening here?
The world is ending as we know it, you guys.
It's midnight. I look at my girlfriend, I'm like, should we leave? She's like, I'm not leaving. I'm sleeping.
Should we leave?
I don't feel safe here. She's like, okay, close your eyes.
What's in the middle of the woods?
It was like a dead-end street.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And it was like a weird triplex trailer, like with cat scents everywhere. It was just disgusting. So that poses the next question. Do I leave a bad review? I've never left a bad review in my entire life, but this was unacceptable.
You know
my
what?
My girlfriend was like, did you read the reviews? I was like, no. She's like, oh, my God.
It's very interesting you bring this up because over the weekend, I took an Uber. Mm-hmm. Nicest guy in the world. but the car stunk. It was so bad, I had to crack a window. We know how cold it was this weekend. Yeah. I mean, we're in the middle of winter.
Right.
But I was like, do I leave a bad review? I didn't want to because he was a friendly guy.
Yeah.
But I was dry heaving the whole 10-minute commute.
I literally, like, wish you could smell pictures because...
They have to know. I think if you sweep it under the rug, no pun intended.
like everything else?
It's
like
just,
all the dog feces?
Yeah, I think somebody here has a responsibility to let them know or say, hey, you need to get it together. Because if you're hosting,
right,
people are going to continue to have the same issue. You know what I'm saying? I think you'd be doing them a disservice if you said nothing or gave them a high score when they don't deserve it.
So I went back. You know what I mean? And I did. I read the reviews because I was like, did I miss something here? What's happening? Right? And my girlfriend wanted me to check it out. So I go in and I read the reviews. All of them, for the most part, were fine.
Mm-hmm.
But this one really, really got me all up in a tizzy.
Yeah. Tell us what shook you up.
Where did this go? Nicole writes. Nicole's from Rochester, by the way. So, Nicole, if you're listening, please chime in. Nicole writes in August of this past year, if you don't mind an old trailer style accommodation that smells like dog, then you'll be good. So I think I screwed up.
Yeah, you got to read those reviews. Yeah, it's really so important to read the reviews.
I'm like, not there a litter of 7 kittens underneath the stove.
Oh my God. 98 PXY.